Morning to you. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Declan on the morning show this morning. I was reading an article that started with the following words. For anyone who knows me, asking for help is not something that comes naturally to me. But when you have nothing left to give physically and mentally, help is exactly what you need in order to survive. They're the words of a mother who is desperate, a woman whose kids are her world, but has nowhere to turn to and no idea what to do to help their little boy. Their third-born child, Alex, arrived in late 2019, and I want to find out a little bit more about the condition and the fundraising campaign that has been launched for this little boy. I'm joined on the line by David Dunn, who is Alex's dad. David, good morning and welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you very much indeed. David, now I was quoting in the that article that I was reading, the words of your wife, Cléna. Tell me a little bit about your little boy, Alex.
So Alex came along to us in January 2020, and we took him home, and he was, you know, the star boy. You know, his brother and sister, Ryan, just loved him, adored him, and everything was going normal until sort of Cléna just said, you know, look, I mean, his targets, you know, the other two are doing this and that, and he's not rolling, he's not doing this, so, you know, I can't ask her, you know, he's a boy, he's the last, and he's just been a little bit lazy, but Cléna said, you know, look, maybe we should just get him checked out. So we did, which led to a neurologist appointment in Temple Street, where we were basically just said, yeah, look, he's got developmental delay, and sometimes these things, you know, we don't have a reason for these things. It's just the way they are.
Mm. Okay, so it initially was something not to be overly concerned about. Is that right?
I mean, you know, most children, as they go along, they have developmental checks. But unfortunately for us, during COVID, there were no developmental checks. You know, nobody was willing to come to the house, which is understandable. We were in the biggest pandemic ever. But so it could have been picked up earlier, but unfortunately it wasn't. So mum was right in this case. And so, you know, little things like turning over when you're lying on a mat, you know, just all the developmental stages a normal child, a normal baby would do. Alex was essentially just lying there, limp, making no effort to do anything. So when it got to the neurologist and explained the developmental delay, and that his brain wasn't developing as fast as what a normal child would, his body wasn't reacting, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, it came as a proper shock, and took the rug right from underneath us, and then bloods were sent away, and, you know, we were informed at the time, look, there's not less than a 3% chance that we're going to find anything in the bloods. But when the bloods came back, it was discovered that Alex is the only person known to have two specific genetic deletions, and that the probable cause of what he's going through will be that.
The condition that he has, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it. It's, in short, it's PVL. What? Periventricular leukemia.
It's a mouthful, all right. PVL is just the easy way of doing it, but it's sometimes seen in premature babies, but in Alex's case, when further down the road, when they took him for an MRI, he has significant brain damage, which is PVL. So it essentially blocks the signals that his brain is trying to send throughout his body, throughout his mind. Lift my hand, do this. So you know, it's causing the developmental delay as well.
So what? I mean, it must have been devastating for both of you and for your for your other kids to get this diagnosis. He is the diagnosis. He's the only child in the world with this particular condition.
With this two specific genetic deletions that cause this condition. Yes. So there's no cure. There's no, for example, if you have a genetic deletion or, you know, something wrong with your genetics, there's usually sort of like a, oh, yeah, well, this is the type of path that your child is going to lead. This is what you can expect. This is how you can expect things possibly to turn out. But in Alex's case, unfortunately, it's day by day.
So they, because it's such a rare condition, mm-hmm. you've no idea what sort of life your little boy's going to have.
We've no idea what life he's going to have. We've no idea because he's so delayed. I mean, he's in his own little world. He has no real sense of communication. We'll never know. Well, I want to know. I would love to think that we'll know. One day we'll know what he wants, what he needs, what will make him happy. So that's what his dreams might be.
It's such a sad story. It really is, David. And because of the rarity of the condition, makes it so difficult for all of you to live with it and to cope with it. You have so. What can you practically do for him to make his life better? I know you started a fundraising campaign, which we'll come to in a moment. What can you practically do to help him?
You know, we have the supports with Enable Ireland, who you know are very good. They're as much a guess to what we are. I mean, they're coming at it at the same angle we have to do. They're just using their experience based on what they've seen to go, right, this is Alex, and they're taking it step by step with him to say, okay, let's try this, let's try that, and we're trying the same thing. So, for example, Alex can't stand. He has rocker bottom feet. He's currently using, we're trying to use a standard to help him possibly to be able to stand one day. We're not too sure if he'll be able to walk. We're not too sure if he's going to be able to talk. So speech and language, lots of physio. Physio is the big one. And he's possibly undiagnosed, but slightly possibly on the autistic spectrum as well. So what we're really trying to do is, as my wife said, Kiona, in the piece, that we don't really ask for help. It's kind of hard for us to ask for help, but in this particular case, we're just sort of really so desperate that we'd be just looking for help in any way that we possibly can, and that's where the GoFundMe comes in.
And that's exactly the opening quote. And for many people, it is very difficult for them to ask for help. But you have set up a fundraiser, a GoFundMe fundraiser for Alex. It's a significant target you've set for your fundraiser, but if you were to achieve that, or if you're to, you know, even get partly towards that, what will that mean for young Alex?
I mean, for Alex, we've got to look at the long term picture. He's getting too heavy for us to carry up the stairs, so Alex needs a room to be built on downstairs for him. And that's not just a short term goal for myself and my wife. It's so he can stay there for the rest of his life. And yes, I can see where you're coming from. It's a big goal. But this support, the goal is to enable him to have the supports. And quite a morbid thought, but, you know, when we're long gone,
he'll still need support.
He'll still be there and still have the support, and he'll still be within the community.
It must be very difficult for you, David, to even speak publicly about the difficulties that your whole family is living with, and particularly Alex. It must be difficult.
It is. You know, his brother and sister, amazing. It's his brother, and it's her brother, and I never have to ask them to do anything. Just do it for him. You know, they're 12 and 9, and it's funny, you know, you'd ask them, what he wants for Alex, and all he wants is for him to play football. You know, so it kind of goes over the head a little bit, but, you know, as parents, we want that too. For Kiona, it's changed her world. It's changed our world, but we got to just do everything we can for him.
Okay, now, you, as I said, we've there is a GoFundMe has been set up, and it's very, very easy to find. You just go on to GoFundMe, mm-hmm. and you search for Alex's Journey, and yep. Then when you get on to that page, there is a photograph of your adorable little boy. He, that photograph, he's just adorable.
Thank you.
And listening to your story, anybody listening can't but try and help. And if you would like to donate anything, as small as you can afford or as big as you can afford, please go to GoFundMe.com, search for Alex's Journey, and you can donate immediately. And if you want, you can send us a WhatsApp to 087-77-11-103 and we'll send you back the link, the direct link to the GoFundMe, if that is easier for you. You can send us a WhatsApp to 087-77-11-103 and we will reply to your WhatsApp with the link for that GoFundMe. But if you
appreciate that, thank you. And also we have the, on Facebook, if you just put in I Am Alex, he has his own little page there as well.
Okay, well, look, as I said, just as soon as I saw his photograph, he's such an adorable little boy. He really is, and obviously brings a lot of joy into your world, but you want to be able to make his life a little bit easier with this fundraiser. I wish you the very best of success with it, David, and my regards to... to your, to all of your kids and to your wife, Cliona, and hopefully, we can get that fundraiser, motoring now over the next, couple of weeks. So once again, you go to GoFundMe.com, search for Alex's Journey, and you will see, well, you'll be able to read the whole story and you can donate on that, GoFundMe, to, help Alex Dunn,
in the future. Thank you very much for the time. We really appreciate it in advance to anybody who's contributed so far and is going to in the future. I can't thank you enough.
All right. I wish you well, David. Thanks very much indeed for talking to
Thank
us.
Thank you for the time. Thank you.
And once again, GoFundMe.com. You search for Alex's Journey. If you can donate even a fiver, anything would help. And if it helps you, you can send us a WhatsApp to 087-77-11-103 and we will send you a link, the direct link back.